Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's show on this Tuesday, March the 26th at 1 p.m. We thank you very much for tuning in with us today, and please don't forget, click that icon up top so you may be notified of the next show. Now, we're going to ask you to please go ahead and get something to write with, to jot down the information that we're going to share, that hopefully you may share the information with others. Today, our show, still dealing with abused trauma, I am beginning to see a new me, realization, seeing things differently, education is powerful, and listening is powerful. We're going to start off today by giving you the information on how to reach the National Domestic Violence Hotline. You may reach three different ways, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. First, the phone number to call is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. You may also chat online at thehotline.org. thehotline.org. You may also text the word START to 88788. That is 88788. We're going to try our very best to give you the information at least twice more during the show. So now let's go ahead and get started. When we look at the subject matter for today, I am beginning to see a new me. No matter how small a glimpse beginning to realize today, it is because you are beginning to see yourself in a better light. You're beginning to recognize that you have been in a verbally, psychological, or emotionally abusive relationship, okay? And that is very important, that you begin to see just a small bit of the fact that, hey, this has been happening to me. Whatever you've realized, people know when they're hit. They know when they're slapped. They know when they're pushed. But the emotional, psychological, and verbal effect, that is totally different. Sometimes you will think that it's just me. I'm hearing things. No. That's not what XYZ meant. He or she didn't mean that. Oh, no. Yes, they did. Verbal abuse. So at least you're beginning to realize that you are becoming a new person. And the new me means the fact that you are beginning to realize that what you have been experiencing is really real. And that goes right into the realization, realizing that your mate, your partner, your coworker, your friend, your family member has been gaslighting you all this time, distorting your version of reality into being false statements, being false, what they have said to you. And hopefully we'll be able to say a little more about that a little later. And I want you to know, first of all, if you still have a little bit of doubt and not sure, there is a difference in any relationship, whether it's a family relationship, a marital relationship, a partner relationship, or a work relationship. No matter what kind of relationship it is, there is a difference between emotional abuse and conflict. There is a difference. Conflict is a normal part of any relationship, and it is a healthy way for more people to express emotions. I'm going to stop right there because what I have noticed within my own relationship of over 37 years is that the abuser does not really want you to express your opinions or express your emotions. I remember years ago, I think I said something to my husband, and I said, whatever it was, it allowed me to know that I did not know how he feels. So when you can tell a person, oh, you can't feel that way, you cannot tell a person how they feel. Then I learned from that. That probably was 15, 20 years ago. So I learned from that, okay? But I can remember that. But when two people are in a conflict, but it's a healthy way for both persons to express how they feel. So now as I bring this up, I can recall when I want to express how I feel, it's like a shutdown. What I want to say does not want to be heard. But guess what? Now I go ahead and say what I need to say. There's no arguing here. There's no cursing here. And there's no fussing in our household. But the ability to have a conflict sometimes does not get resolved the way it is because the other person don't want to hear what I have to say. But now I go ahead and I say it. And by saying it, it has released me in a better way about my feelings, about myself, being able to express myself. Because for so many years, I did not express myself. I kept things to myself. Now, granted, there are some things I'm not going to say because I don't have time to go on and on and on and on about what I'm going to hear that I don't need to hear to set me back. Okay. So conflict is a normal part of any relationship and is a healthy way for two people to express their emotions, how they're feeling, to identify the issue, what is going on, and have a chance to talk through whatever the issue is bothering them. And that's important. But that's the conflict. That's when you are able to get down and you can talk about what's going on. But emotional abuse involves non-physical behavior that belittles another person and can include insults, put-downs, verbal threats, or other tactics that make the victim feel threatened, inferior, ashamed, are degraded. You see the difference in the two? The difference in a conflict and emotional abuse? Clear as day. Person putting you down. You ain't no good. What you talking about? And then threatening you, using all type of tactics to make you feel threatened, ashamed, abused, and ashamed and degraded. That is all emotional abuse. So listen, realization, I am beginning to see a new me. I'm coming into a new part of myself, one that was dead and is slowly coming back alive. I am being revitalized. I am being revitalized and being the strong emotional person that I was before I was or became involved in an emotionally abusive relationship, whether it's family member, whether it's work, whether it's a friend, partner, spouse, doesn't matter. You are coming out. You are beginning to see things differently. You are now beginning to weigh your conversations, your reactions that you have with others. That is what you're beginning to do. Why? Because you are beginning to see yourself anew. You are beginning to realize, I am not going to continue to have people walk over me and talk to me any kind of way they want to. You are beginning to see this. It says education is powerful, and that's what this show is all about. This show is all about turning on that power switch of your educational level, to be aware of your surroundings, be aware of how people talk to you and how people, very, very important. And then listening is very important. It's very important to listen to what a person is saying to you. Listen. Are they giving you constructive criticism, which is one that helps you become another person, a better person, or are they criticizing you, putting you down, letting you down, telling you all these negative things that you do? No. Constructive criticism, yes. But criticizing, no. So I am beginning to see a new me. realization to coming into the truth is new, to see what I have been involved with and with whom. Seeing things differently. My eyes are beginning to open now, and I am able to see what has been going on. So, as we move on, we want you to begin to use some of the skills that you've already learned or that you've heard in previous lessons to go ahead and start using them. What you want to do now is begin to start surrounding yourself with positive people, people that are able to encourage you and give you strength, okay? Because remember, verbal abuse is a type of emotional abuse. It is when someone uses their words to assault, dominate, ridicule, manipulate, or degrade another person and negatively impact this person's psychological health. In other words, verbal abuse is a way for a person to control and maintain power over another person. So we've talked before in the past about how you set boundaries on verbally abusive persons, or people. You tell them that they may no longer criticize you, judge, shame you, or name call you, or threaten you. So all of what we share today is very important in allowing you to maintain your personal sanity. When you're being abused, or are recognizing abusive behavior in yourself, it's good to talk to a trained domestic violence advocate. It's a free, confidential, and potentially life-saving place to start. So you may call the National Domestic Violence Hotline. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you are able to reach them three different ways. You may call 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. You may also chat online, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. You may text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to 88788. Now, we only have just a little over 1 minute left. And just to let you know, emotionally abusive people display unrealistic expectations. They make unreasonable demands of you, expect you to put everything aside and meet their needs, demanding you spend all your time together. Emotionally abusive people invalidate you. This is done by undermining, dismissing, or distorting your perceptions of your reality, refusing to accept your feelings, or trying to define how you should feel, requiring you to explain how you feel over and over, accusing you of being too sensitive, too emotional, or crazy. Lord's will, we pick up on here next week. I thank you very much for joining the show. I hope that you're able to see a new you even more today from what you've heard. Something else to add on to your list of your positive qualities. So please click the icon that says follow so that you may be notified of the next show. I thank you very much for joining with us, and may the Lord bless you and have a great day. Good day.